Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's Reality Gate. Let's love.
Woo, we're back in video and Poodle's got to keep his clothes on. We were gone for a bit and just by I pressed play and he just immediately started to take off his shirt.
Ooh.
Don't show him your nipple.
I'm too tired even for that today. I will need to say I'm under the weather, as you can hear from the New York snowpocalypse gave me a chest cold.
I'm not sick.
I don't think it's COVID.
I'm not sick, but my voice is tired.
But I have a PCR test that I'm waiting on.
We don't think it's COVID. Everyone's messaged us and is saying it's COVID.
And if my results come back and it's not COVID, I'm going to be all over the internet saying, fuckers! And if I get a positive result, I'm not going to say a word about it. But I need to say that we were in New York doing live shows.
We were. And
thank you, plane, for being loud.
Thank you, helicopter.
But someone at the meet and greet, I think it was Friday night. I don't. They all blurred together. Gave me a shirt that said "Vinegar Baby," and this is one of my favorite things.
And
now,
it's the best color. I got one that said Sugar Baby.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to wear it. I would have worn my Sugar Baby shirt.
I didn't want you to.
Well,
I just wanted to talk about it.
They just wanted to talk about you.
No, I just wanted to talk about my point of view. I didn't have to match with you.
Well, sure.
We enjoyed ourselves in New York.
We did.
Very much. I wish I had not. Your fucking city is so damp and horrible. With that weather,
it's a lovely city.
New York. I love New York when it's not awful.
I think most people would agree with that, y'all. If this podcast gets interrupted, we're just waiting for we're waiting for the Lyft driver from yesterday, where Poodle left his phone
I was all out of my mind on cold
medicine.
I think
this Lyft driver stole Poodle's phone.
I do too, and it's a shitty phone.
It's an old phone. He's going to get $50 for this phone.
Tops.
Because Poodle has a new phone that he bought 2 years ago that's now old that he never got installed.
Can we not make this open season on me?
No, I just mean like you. It's old.
I was waiting for the bad one to go away and to
fall
apart.
Well, it happened. It went away. You manifested this. Hennepiston.
I do sound like Darcy and Stacey.
You do. So
my
anyway.
Voice has that kind of plaintive feeling.
It does.
Like Lauren Bacall.
Don't think
Welcome
you sound like her.
Welcome to the theater. If you get that joke, you're gay. That is from a musical called Applause that is the musical version of All About Eve.
And it's gay.
Eve, we're going to Greenwich Village.
It's a bad musical.
It's not good.
It's not good. Yeah, but you're going to hear cough drops this episode from probably both sides because I'm still vocally
And I
tired.
Sound like this.
Yeah.
And I don't like it because I don't feel like myself because I can't sing high.
Maybe I am getting sick too. Maybe you got me sick. I don't know. I don't feel it yet. I just sound husky. Husky. This is going to be, we're going to be in video this week and then next week we'll be in video, but virtual because I'll be in Oklahoma selling my dad's house and doing all that shit. But so a little update for our Patreons at the $15 tier. Well, this is the only one that's watching it, but for the people in the podcast, but for the people watching the $15 tier, we're going to be doing, I mean, you know, it's been a couple of weeks with my dad passing away and the
and
live,
being
shows.
Live shows.
So we're doing the video of this second part of Before the 90 Days. And then we're going to do a video of Darcy and Stacey this week.
You're getting it once. We're not doing it all the time.
It's a special. I know y'all want to see it every time. We don't have time. If we do that every time, our editor, Christina, is going to make us pay her money instead of us just sending her cookies every week.
Yeah.
And brownies.
We're not.
Whatever.
I'm not a dancing monkey for your amusement.
So this is what you're getting. This is what. But we do want you to know that we didn't forget about it.
I
so
am
we
especially wanna... spicy and saucy today.
Oh, great.
I don't know what I'm going to say.
Wonderful.
I'm on cold medicine.
Well, great. This is going to be great. Anyway.
It's like that Saturday's Night Live show. I didn't know what I was saying.
And you didn't know.
The words that were coming out of my mouth.
They were some crazy shit. And
yo, we had a proposal on Saturday night.
We did.
Night.
She said, yes, we had a wonderful, wonderful time. If you're wanting to come see us, y'all, you can go to our Linktree link. Things are starting to look, as long as the variant named Phil doesn't rear its ugly head. It looks
don't
like
call
are,
it a don't give it a name.
Looks like things are declining. So we would love to see you in Los Angeles on February 27th. We're going to be at the Regent, and then after that, we're going to be in Portland
and it'll
Seattle.
Be good weather. New
yeah,
York,
it will. New York, y'all should come out to LA to get the fuck away from there,
just to like
and
have your
cold.
Skin clear up for a little bit.
It's true.
Because you all look pockmarked and zit-faced because of having to, it's so cold and you go inside.
Your skin gets dry. Then
I'm sorry, I called you all pockmarked.
We really do love New York, just in June. It's true. You are saucy.
I'm out of control.
But we have Portland, Seattle.
Sorry, I'm going to be coughing. I apologize in advance.
You will. And then we're going to have Philly, Boston, Washington, D.C.
Baltimore. No Baltimore. I just have to say, if he says Philly, Boston, I have to say Baltimore.
You're crazy today.
No, I'm not crazy.
It's cold medicine. It made you loopy.
I'm loopy. That's a better way to describe me.
God. And he hasn't had sex in like 3 weeks.
I can't. Who wants to have sex with a gross, phlegmy, sloppy mess?
And you're sick, too.
That's a good one. That's good. I'll give you that. When you come up with a good one, I'll give it to you. You rarely do.
All right.
It's everybody. Like someone throwing blind darts.
Ooh, ooh. So go see us on live, y'all, in your city. We're going to be announcing more cities. Somebody asked if we're coming back to the East Coast soon.
Yes. Like, not when it's shitty,
are,
though.
But it's going to be a while before we go back to the East Coast.
This year, probably.
Maybe by the fall. Maybe.
Yeah.
We've got a lot. We got to hit Phoenix and Denver. We're going to go all over.
I know.
Maybe. Maybe. Actually, yeah, we might go to the East Coast in the fall.
Fall.
We might do New York in the fall. We got to get in there and get out.
I like autumn in New York. My voice is so low.
Yeah. All right. Let's jump into this, shall we? Anything
else? Do we have announcements?
Well, no, I don't think so. I can't think of any.
We have January's By Curious coming up. I will send that out. I actually think I'm going to make an executive decision and just choose that By Curious because it's one that I've been thinking about. And I think we're actually going to do a By Curious of Sister Wives, and we're going to do that By Curious with Surviving Sister Wives, the podcast.
Have we talked to them about
this?
Okay. I haven't seen the emails.
I like it how you think I'm just making shit up.
Sometimes you do, and you say
I have contacted them via Twitter.
Okay, I haven't seen that. As long as you said,
well, you were dealing with your father's fake cancer, so I had to do something.
Well, okay, I'm glad. I'm glad that it's
don't question me.
Sometimes you just proclaim shit, and you haven't done the research or haven't emailed people. You say it's just going to happen.
I'm just being positive.
Tell me you haven't done that before.
Let's start the show.
Exactly. Oh.
I'm hot.
We didn't do, because again, shit happened with my dad. We didn't do a YouTube Live in January, so we will make that up to you.
And we were in New York.
So we'll just do a long one probably this next coming month, maybe.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's fine.
I'm a mess.
You're a mess. You're a mess. All right, let's do it. Let's talk about skin. Let's talk about
so
Kim and Usman.
Y'all,
remember, she's been getting hate this week.
Well, she was acting. She was appalling.
I know, but she's getting. And then, did you see that her and BGL got into an online fight?
Okay,
all
there's,
right.
I would pay money to see these two wrestle.
With Usman just as a referee.
I saw it in our Sissy Squad in our Facebook group that I said, troll fight.
Troll fight.
Y'all, she posted something. She's like, all these men, wanting these like 50-year-old men who think they can, who's saying over 50, blah, blah, blah. She was basically like trying to make herself sound like she's the shit. BGL comes in out of nowhere and says, what do you mean? No, the word is men's, M-E-Z-M-E-N-Z.
And she also said, and
I got that yammy the first night.
I got that yammy the first night.
Y'all, BGL is deplorable. Don't
she's
get us
deplorable.
Wrong.
I don't even really.
But that's a good line.
It's a good line. I don't even think Kim is anywhere near BGL.
No.
I don't think Kim is a horrible person. I think BGL is a horrible person.
I'm
going to
disagree with you.
You think Kim's a horrible person?
I think Kim is a horrible person, and if she was male, we'd be losing our shit.
No, that's true. I don't know if she's. I just think she's so. I guess BGL's so horrible where Kim just is so. She's just so pathetic to me.
I agree, but so I never felt I never felt the same. Maybe you did about Ed. I never did. I think Ed, this is a woman using her money and emotionally trying to blackmail this man and having sex with her. And that's it.
Yeah.
And she's using her money and in any way she can. And when he says no, she gets angry. And she actually even said in this scene, you're not leaving. And I got chills all over my body.
Yeah, that's true. Because you're right.
If this was switched, you would not be thinking that.
She did apologize for her behavior online. I saw that. I was surprised by that.
They all do after they see it.
No, a lot like people like BGL, they don't apologize.
Well, BGL's unrepentant.
I was kind of surprised that she said her behavior was terrible behavior. She should not behave that way because I think people are commenting on her body too. And she's like, I just would appreciate nobody commenting on her body.
That's not appropriate.
That's not appropriate at all.
But, I will comment on that horrendous house coat she tried to call negligee.
It was not, y'all. That was the. I think that was the same night.
Strawberry shortcake in the retirement home.
Yeah, I was going to say my granny had that at Southbrook.
Y'all.
She died there. Died there in Southbrook. I remember because I used to go and. Southbrook Nursing Home. I'd go and then I'd visit her friends. And that's kind of how I learned about death because we go see granny. And my granny couldn't really talk. She had dementia. So she kind of like. I'm going to do an impression. I'm not making fun. I'm just describing how she would talk.
I'm not like, ready for this.
I'd be like, hey, granny. She'd go, gah. Like, that's kind of all she could say because she couldn't form words. This is my mom's grandma. So we go see granny. And so then I ended up talking to her friends because her friends, I was a little kid. And, you know, old people like little kids. So I talked to her friends. But then we go back the next month and her friend Betty wasn't there. And I'd say, Mama, where's Betty? And for a while, she would
say, Matthew, she's dead.
She would say things that they had gone to Six Flags. And I
thought
they took the old people to. I was like, Southbrook's the best nursing home because they're always going to Six Flags. And then finally, my mother told me one day, Matthew, there is no Six Flags. She died and went to heaven.
So the progression would be they're bedridden 1 week, mm-hmm. yet they're going to Six Flags.
Yeah, I thought they were riding on the Texas Giant, the world's largest wooden roller coaster. I was very impressed.
What a simple child.
I thought they maybe went across the street to Wet n' Wild.
I was such a cynical, like overthinking child. I'm like, that does not compute.
Still are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could never, my mother could never get anything past me like that.
Yeah, well.
Even when my mother said that the dog had gone somewhere else to live, I knew the dog had been run over. Our dog, Daisy.
Wow.
I knew it.
Wow. That's sad.
Because I saw my mother go, kind of look at me in the corner of her eye, and I knew her
Oh,
methods.
See, my mother's a really good liar. Really
my,
good.
My mother usually would be too.
Yeah.
But it was hard to get things past me. As a child, I've lost some of that as I've grown older.
I guess we all do.
Yeah.
I think we have more keen senses when we're kids.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, y'all, Six Flags. It's not just for old people anymore.
So, who is that weird-looking old man who used to do all the Six Flags commercials?
Because they did the Six Flags commercials with the old man. So, I thought, oh.
And your thought,
old people are going there.
Wait, is he dead?
No.
Excuse me.
Anyway, he's young. He was young.
Can we please talk about this?
I don't know where we're talking. So anyway, y'all, that's the Kim and Usman drama. Also, we should say off the top of the show, speaking of people dying.
Oh,
R.I.P. Truffles.
Pour one out for Truffles.
Truffles.
Rest in power.
Rest in power on that rainbow bridge, Truffles.
I will say, Truffles never let anyone see her sweat. Even when one eye was going this way and her tongue was like this.
Yep. She never, that dog kept
she
on
never,
going.
She never phoned it in on camera.
You know, lived a life. Born in Tampa, died in Mexico. A lot of dogs don't get that.
That's true.
Traveled the world. Or at least the Western
Just the
hemisphere.
Country.
Yeah. But, you know, traveled.
You know, I'm sure she was loved. And
I mean,
she felt
where's
loved.
Muffin been? Just in
zero.
Home. Muffin's never bought.
And you know
anywhere.
What? She runs that house like it's her castle.
She's only been to Pickens.
It's true.
It's not fair, really.
I think she's fine.
You know that? I don't. I bet your parents haven't even taken her to Greenville.
No, she'd go wild.
Unless the vet's there.
No, I think her vet's in Pickens.
Okay.
Who gives a shit? Why are we doing this? Why are we going off on... Okay, I'm just going to take the reins here. So, we're waking up. Her hand is just like across him, and she's like...
Yep. Morning. Do you know you were thinking in your sleep? I think I heard your next hit. I think you were thinking... Kim's my baby. Kim's
she
my
would
lover.
Say that.
It sounded like Michael Jackson's Human Nature. I loved it. It's really cute.
That's Madonna's Human Nature.
No, doesn't Michael Jackson have a song called Human Nature? I think he does.
I don't know. I don't he know does. The whole catalog.
He does have a song called Human Nature. I'm almost.
What is it?
Oh,
sing it.
Keep talking. I'll look at it.
The only one that I know is the express yourself. Don't repress yourself. Express yourself.
It's human nature. I'm not a bitch. Don't throw your shit on me.
Yeah.
Boy, remember when you heard that? You're like, wow.
It was skinned. All those those leather clad men in those cages.
Ooh.
That made me feel a certain way.
I think a lot of.
Y'all, that video kind of fucked me up. I remember feeling like this feeling of shame and titillation when I was watching it. And that's why I have a daddy these days.
Wow. The Michael Jackson song, it's called Human Nature, but I guess it's also called Earth Song, but it's also called Human Nature. But it's like, what about the sunrise? What about the rain? You know it.
Oh, yeah, it's the one about...
Yeah, this one.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know this was called Human Nature.
Yeah, I've seen it all. This is Human Nature. I was thinking of it. That's human nature. Anyway, doesn't matter. There we go. So yes, she's she was snoring, and even I think when I totally agree with everything you just said about Kim, and like if we switched it with the man, yeah, we would totally be. So you're right, but I think it's just it the way it's just so she's like, well, we were sleeping and we were touching certain body parts, and I was like, hey, and I was
still
he is giving you nothing. He's not even giving you crumbs. Maybe like crumbs of crumbs, and you are making that into such a mountain. And honey, it's just sad.
See, I had a little bit of empathy for her at first,
but you're right. I think that's a bit of sexism on my part. As a woman,
she does not respect his autonomy at all. And also, it's almost like she's like, "What did I come here for? I came all the way here." She says stuff like that.
I think it is that. At least before with like Big Pred, it was with Liz, and at the time we thought Liz was like, yeah. After y'all,
boy, were we wrong?
Did you watch the tell all yet?
Yes.
Isn't she just fucking gross on it?
And she looked like an Oompa Loompa.
She had too much bronzer. Oh, it's horrible.
Y'all, stop doing this.
It looked terrible.
Stop wearing so much fucking bronzer.
I know. But they
I'm preaching to the choir. I know y'all don't do this.
When we watched Liz before, we were kind of like, oh, we were like, it was kind of like the wolf and the lamb kind of a thing. And I think with Usman, this sounds terrible. This is what's different, actually. It's actually not Kim. It's Usman. Actually, I don't have sympathy for
me
Usman.
Either.
I don't feel like he's being taken advantage of.
No.
Well, I don't feel like...
But I
don't feel shocked by Usman.
No.
Oh, she's not respecting you. You're a fucking con artist, and you're playing all these women.
But.
Not that he deserves that.
His body has autonomy.
It does, and he doesn't deserve any of this, but I also don't feel bad for him at all.
I don't say that either.
So I'm not, no, yeah. I'm not, I'm just saying that's what feels very different for me.
I get you. Anyway. I still think that if, I think there is sexism in the way
people... No, I agree with that.
People think it's hilarious, and I'm kind of past that now, where I'm just gonna like making fun of her because she's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm... And I don't want to dehumanize her, because that's not fair, and talk about her body, but she's a sex tourist. It's that simple. That's what she came to do.
And instead of like sex tourism with... people of other
with
countries.
A Filipino girl,
but it's like almost sex tourism with quote unquote celebs.
Yeah, there's no difference really.
She's a groupie,
but the thing is, she's more sympathetic for a camera because she's had a harder life. So we're going to empathize with her. So the difference is, it was much harder to empathize with someone like Tariq or Ed or God forbid David.
A lot of people sympathize with Ed still. Again, he is still well liked. He is going to be. Have you seen the rumored cast list for Happily Ever After?
No!
Have you seen it? Have you seen it?
No.
Yeah, you're watching it. We watch Happily Ever After.
I'm not watching his segments.
Oh, no, but the rumored cast is Kim and Usman.
No.
Yeah.
You have to be on a 90-day fiancé to be. A full-on 90-day fiancé to be Happily Ever After. So it's not Kim and Usman.
That's the one where they're not sure if that one's a go.
That's not a go.
But also they think, because also it's rumored of Meagle Poopy. And I'm like, well, they haven't gotten married yet.
No, you have to, you're talking about 90-day fiancé. You're not, Happily Ever After, you have to have gotten married.
But no, because it said, this is what's confusing and why it's very much a vague, because it also said, it's Happily Ever After. It was on like,
no, Ed and Liz could be on. Ed and Liz could be on 90 Day Fiancé.
That's what I'm talking about. Listen to me. That's what they talked about as the rumor. It's Ed and Liz.
You're talking about Happily Ever After. That's what I'm saying.
Yes,
it's not
that's
right.
What I'm saying. That's what people are saying. Which doesn't make sense. But it's a very. It's not a. It's and that.
Then it doesn't make sense. So why are we talking about it?
No, but I'm saying that's what's going around. That's what people are talking about on the Reddit. And on,
well,
on Instagram and Twitter.
They're incorrect because you have to go. We've done this. You have to go through the 90-day
Fiancé. I agree. Maybe
thing.
Hopefully they're not breaking form.
No, they're not breaking form. What has to happen is they're incorrect. What has to happen is...
You don't have to explain it to me. I agree with you.
You go through before the 90, then you have to do 90 Day Fiancé before you do... It's like going to college.
I agree.
It's,
but Matt Sharp is the principal. He might change the rules.
You don't skip things. Because now that people like...
I hope they're wrong, because there's no one that I want to see in this.
The exception would be people... You could do people like Corey and Evelyn, because they're already married. You can't do Happily Ever After unless you're married. That's the whole point.
I agree, because you get married.
So why bring it up?
I'm bringing it up that you need to calm down.
You're not angry.
But yes, you are. It's that's what's going on. I'm not saying I'm bringing it up. I'm saying this is wrong. What everyone is discussing. As you tell me all the time, you need to look around and see what other people are talking about and read things.
But I'm saying it's 90 Day Fiancé. It's not Happily Ever After.
But this is... You just haven't read. People are saying Happily Ever because they're saying Libby and Andre are part of the season. They're saying Ed and Liz, and then they're including Kim and Usman. They're including Migo Poopy.
Yeah, I just
it's confusing. I'm like, surely
it's not confusing. It's incorrect.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, is this what we're going to do now?
No, they're not going to do that.
So yes,
because what I'm saying is, are you hearing me? If it's not Happily Ever After. Unless you're married.
I agree, but I'm just saying that's what that people are saying in the, like, it could be a new thing.
Well, people are wrong. That's what I'm saying.
Poodle needs to get fucked. But no, that's what they're saying. So
people are wrong.
I hope so, because I don't want to see that season.
Anyway, we see on his, he leaves, and we see, she's like, and I want a sexual relationship to start tonight.
And whereas Usman's like, I can't do this with out an engagement ring. And the producer even says, well, what's the difference of you were intimate with your ex?
Because they were already engaged.
And he said, because we were already engaged and we were going to be married. So that's why I could do that.
I think that's a little bit of bullshit.
But that's totally bullshit. It's a technical. Y'all, what the producer should have said, did you have sex with Zara? Because we don't.
They never met, remember?
Oh, they never met. Okay. They just were on. Okay. They know she came over.
Yeah. They never met. So he said he's got lotion and cocoa butter all over his stuff, and Bottomless and Slim Tea come in, and
they do.
He says he said I'm going to visit her room, and they're like, oh,
and Baden's just, like, it's going to be a sex night.
And so they're going to go outside and they talk about Yoko. Because Yoko's breaking them all up.
They do. And so, because, you know, they're the Beatles. And Usman,
yeah,
he's like,
I think people got that.
Yeah. He's like saying, Usman's saying, you know, he's like, I'm just going to move to her room. This is going to make or break it. We're going to find out if this, so that way we know by the time she leaves if I want to be in a relationship with her. And he's like, I don't want to be rushed, but I want to do the right thing for myself. And this is how I'm going to figure that out.
But there is this kind of weird thing. He's thinking, I have to go to her room to make the final decision. Like, who I give a rose to.
It's very, it's gross, and it's very, he's such a narcissist. Like, he feels like he's giving her the best gift in the world.
I think the way he's explaining it is trying to explain away his using her.
Yeah, yes.
It's not as... Yes, it might be rooted in his narcissism. He's trying to look like a good guy on TV.
He is trying to look like a good guy.
And this is the way he's doing it.
And he's a complete fraud.
Yeah.
Complete fraud.
This idea of, I don't want to rush. I don't want to.
Meanwhile, Kim is in her room getting ready. She's like, tonight, I'm going to seduce Usman. And she is...
Seduce Usman.
She's drinking her champagne. Y'all, cut.
She's had a lot of this champagne, by the
slow
way.
Slow clap to this cameraman who focused in on her lotion called Body Fantasies. Where did they buy Body Fantasies at?
Rite Aid.
What do you think Body Fantasy smells like? I think like kind of like sour
cherry
patch
air freshener.
Cherry air fresh, yes. And just probably it feels a little
turpentine.
Sticky. Yeah. And it actually is that type of lotion with so much fragrance. You put it on and then your skin's drier. You know what I mean?
I'm not such a skincare queen, so I'm not. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Body. Come at us if you use Body Fantasies.
So Did you?
I know they've got a vanilla bean.
Did you? Oh, of course. Did you? And she enjoy. He brings his bags in there. She's like, I won. Hashtag I won.
Hashtag I won.
And then he says.
I've got lingerie on, no makeup like
that.
Then
she says, I guess this means we're in a relationship.
It's cuckoo.
She completely leaves gravity.
Yeah, we leave gravity. And she just makes this jump. And I'm like, honey,
I wrote, you haven't kissed yet.
You haven't even kissed. He's like, but like, and the thing is that like, y'all, he walks in and he just sits on the bed. He takes his shirt off. She walks up. He like opens a nightgown and he says to her, you're looking good. And he's flirting with her and he's talking about her body. And it's almost like she probably could got a little bit of nookie if she didn't fucking get in her head and start
talking.
She has
no chill at all.
No chill at all, because they're in the bed and you think everything's going to go down. And that's where she completely just is like.
And just, what's that noise?
That's her mind freaking out.
And then like in that, her in that meme all 90.
Meme all 90.
She's like, yo, they just decide. He's like, no sex. We're just going to go to sleep. This is when she loses it, and this is the most offensive. This is when she's like, well, we need to, perhaps that you don't want me. Then she starts blaming him.
Well, also, too, it also is the inner thought that she's been thinking this whole time, and what she thinks about every guy, because she feels like she's unlovable, comes out. And that's where I was like, oh, honey. You don't say these things aloud. We all have these thoughts of inadequacy, but you don't look at someone and say, you don't want me. That's it.
I will say, I could hear Ed saying all of these things
to women. Sure. Oh, yeah, for sure. Because to get the pity, and she's like, you don't want me. If you don't want me, you just shouldn't have invited me. And he said, I wouldn't have invited you to this if I didn't want you. Like, just let me take my time. And she's like, well, clearly, this isn't going to work. And he just immediately
says, I need to get my... He leaves, and she's like... That's when she says, you're not going, which, again, don't ever tell someone in a way, in an intimate way. And yes, you could say, if you want to say it in a way that he could overpower her, yes. But she has the financial stakes in the relationship.
Yes.
And she said, you're
well,
not
but
going.
How much money is she giving him?
I don't.
Do we know? We don't know. No.
But
did she say she has?
She has the visa.
Yes, but has she said she's giving him money?
I don't remember.
I don't know. So I don't want to assume. I don't think that. I don't remember for sure. Let us know.
Yeah.
God, we never remember. But I don't think she said she has.
But she has a ticket to the U.S.
Yes. Yeah.
And so she
I'm
knows
not invalidating
that.
Validating that. But that's even like. But I don't. I think Uz. I just want to. I think Usman's been making his own money, but now she did buy him all those gifts.
That's what I'm saying.
The PlayStation and all that. So
it's financial.
But yes.
And then he. So she's like, she runs out after him. Please don't go. Please don't go.
Don't go.
You can't
go like this. We can't do it. And so she just, it's so.
I'm sorry, your version of The Graduate isn't working out the way you wanted it to.
It's like, she's like, I can't have him leave like that. I can't have him. And I was just like, this is of your own doing. You just created this, and now he's leaving. And so she's like, come back. Let's just talk. And Usman's like, no, I'm going to get my bags. And he says, I want out of this room because you're pushing me. Allow me to do this naturally. And I wanted to say, honey, there's no natural way to do this. You're conning her.
But then...
I think that's it, part of it, too. It's this undercurrent of, y'all, she knows it's a lie. Underneath.
You think?
I think a part of her in a subconscious level knows that this is all fake. It's all... Again, if something's too good to be true, we know that. And I think it's almost like... She's just trying to believe in this lie, even when a part of her knows it's never going to happen.
I completely disagree, because we live here and she lives way out here.
Yeah.
And her system of what's real, because you can, with the whole Michael Jackson things, the whole collectibles, the whole she lives an aspirational life.
Yeah.
She does not think, I believe she thinks this is real. People who have obsessed, who have relationships, who are obsessed super fans, they lose reality. So I don't think she does know that. I think she does think, that's why she's saying things like, we're meant to be together. I think she completely believes all this. She's that delusional.
I think she's delusional. I think it's more of like she's trying to manifest that into existence she knows it.
I don't think that awareness is there. I honestly, that's why I think she's dangerous.
That's why I think it's a subconscious thing. I don't even think it's like a conscious thing she's aware of.
I don't know. I think you're giving her way too much credit.
Maybe.
I think, ugh, gross. So she's basically says, then here's the other thing with her. She's like, all of my friends, my mom, my friends and my sisters, they can't be right. Did you hear her say that?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, how gross do you want to be? And y'all, she freaks out again after he does decide to stay in the room.
Well, yeah, because she's basically says, I'm sorry, please don't go. And she's like, that broke my heart when I thought you were leaving. I'm sorry. She's so sad. She's sad panda. And then so they kind of like, again, it's like they settle in bed and it's going fine. He's even kind of making her laugh. And then she immediately is like, well, you got to prove this to my son, Jamal, because Jamal is
Did this come from?
It's this complete like self-sabotaging thing where she just can't be in the moment and just can't like feel the love from this person.
I think,
or not the love.
I think it was her trying to get muscle on him because nothing else was working.
What do you mean by muscle?
Trying to apply because she thought, if I can talk about disrespect for my son who is black, then maybe that will make him understand that, because he understands respect with men. And that's when he was like, I don't know him.
Yeah, he's like, I don't care about your son. I have no business with your son.
And then, it's basically an act of cowardice on her part that she can't say what she needs to say without bringing up her son and like dragging her son into this.
It made no sense. I thought, why are you trying? This isn't going to, you think this is going to get him to love you more?
She's basically saying her son will beat you up.
Yeah.
So she was threatening him with it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes perfect sense in that way.
No. Yeah. But to get the means to, it's such a, yeah. She just, bless her heart, she's just really, I don't think she's ever going to be able to be in a relationship, because she's also just going to, it is like, because I know that you compare a lot to Ed, but another way, and I agree with that, but I think what I see in her too is honestly kind of a Darcyism of, I can never be happy in the moment. I can never take things and sit with it for what it is. I can't be in this present moment. It's always this future thinking. It's always, because all that comes from, I believe I'm a piece of shit. I believe I'm unlovable. I believe I'm never worth this.
I can agree with that.
And I think there's both things going on with her.
I can agree with that, but this is deplorable what she's doing.
It's deplorable. I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying it's a, whereas Ed, yeah, Ed has those things as well. But for Ed, he really,
I think Ed thinks he's a piece of shit, though.
No, I think so, too. But with Ed, it's like there's less, maybe just because I didn't like him so much from the first. I don't feel like he's where I get like,
no,
she can act pathetic where Ed doesn't.
The difference is we were meant to empathize with her really quickly.
Yeah, that's true as well.
The series. Story, yeah. And we were supposed to do that with Ed. But Ed, for me, was easier to see through.
Yeah, for me, too. Yeah, we immediately kind of were like, ugh.
I'd like to remind you that you did like him on episode
the one, first two. Episode, I thought, oh, he's going to be fun. By the second episode, it changed.
But I'm done. I have my empathy glass is dry for her.
Yeah.
This is gross. It's sex tourism. It's the same thing that David and Lana did. I'm done. She just is more, she's more sympathetic.
I don't think
she cries.
I don't think it's the same as David and Lana. I actually think I don't think David and Lana wanted love. I think David wanted,
no, that's true.
I think she really wants, like, she really wants. And I don't even think Ed wanted love. I think Ed said he wanted love. I think Ed
He doesn't know what that is.
I think Ed wants control. I think she really does. It's this desperation of just trying to form a to get love, and she just doesn't. She completely is using horrible means.
But the
for
way
it.
She goes about it is
horrible.
Is deplorable, and she makes him, even though he is not a sympathetic victim in this way, which kind of is why we're treating that. I think you've said before, it doesn't matter what the victim is to me. It doesn't matter. He's still a victim.
Yeah, I have no sympathy for him, though. But
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He's still in a situation. It's almost like a rape victim. I'm not saying that she's raping him, but...
No, not at all.
If a rape victim also had a criminal record, a con artist, would they still be...
Maybe. I don't think that's comparable to this, though, because, no, but like, rape's a whole... This isn't like she's... that hasn't happened yet, you know? So it's not like that...
No, I'm saying just the it doesn't matter necessarily about the reputation of the person who's being abused in this way.
Yes.
It's financial abuse and it's gross.
Yeah, it's gross, yeah.
Let's move on. Before that, we're going to take a break.
Yes, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
See ya.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Island birds, they look local. I've been thinking about that statement
that
for the last 4 days.
Well, I didn't even think about it.
I've been thinking, no, even Jasmine's like, you're crazy. They look local.
They look,
I've been thinking about,
of course they're local.
But I've been thinking about it, about like, I'm like, why would he say that? Because I have an idea. This is Gino and Jasmine, by the way.
Yes.
Did he think that they bust those birds in? Like it's a resort. Did you think they kidnapped those birds and took them to that
maybe
island?
Maybe
that's what I think. Maybe. I think he thought it. They look local.
They look this, local.
They look like zoo birds. They look local.
They look local. What? I guess people do that. That in your comment, I didn't even register with
those words. Island birds, they look local, has just been just sitting there around my head for days now.
I don't think Gino thinks things through a lot. If yeah. We've learned one thing this episode.
No, I'm just saying it interests me about a pattern of thought like that. They look local. I don't know.
I don't know.
No one else thought about it. It got to me.
Gino and Jasmine, y'all. They are, they're at the airport, and Jasmine...
It's a private plane!
Yeah, she's effusive, just like, oh, you're the best, you're the best. And Gino's like, this is what you told me I had to take you on
But you
trip.
Pay for it!
Baby! Mi amor! I love it that Jasmine loves that Gino has to take his hat off at airport security.
And she just she loves because he's kind of freaked out by it. She's like, I have a lot of simpatico with Jasmine, and I kind of, even though I think she's terrible, I kind of like her. Like, I know it's not good. I should not like her, but I still do.
I mean, she's wonderful, wonderful television.
But I can't help but be just tickled by what she does.
I kind of feel it's, again, like with the, it's like with Kim and Uzma, it's like the similar in that, y'all, I don't think anybody feels sympathy, though, for Gino, too. I know that she's
no.
given, because especially, like, the stuff we've kind of heard about Gino and woman, I don't know if I feel sympathy for Gino. Do sometimes I worry that he's actually going to be castrated on camera?
I'd yes. watch.
Yeah.
Gino, I'm fine with it. Because there's this American, I can do anything I want spirit.
I'm telling you. And I would watch The Family Gino. I would watch that spinoff all day.
I would watch her punish him every single day for getting
involved
with her.
I hope they get married. I want them to have kids. I want them to like do the whole thing and be together forever as long as we can watch it on television.
I agree. That is my wish, that they would be the next. Who would they be the next one? They would probably be closer to... probably like a crazier David and Annie.
Possibly, yeah. I mean,
but he's creepier than
yeah,
David.
From
what
Gino's
we've seen.
Creepier. Yeah, Gino's creepier. We haven't watched. I think David and Annie.
They're on our
next
season.
On our Patreon,
we're almost through with the tell-all.
If you're watching this on the Intimate Portrait, you're sitting right here. You already get that, but that's for anybody on the $5.
I've been coughing in your face, or my tongue's in your ear.
You've got COVID now from Poodle.
I don't have COVID. Well, I should look and see what my PCR test results are.
I don't think I haven't gotten an email yet, but you know.
See, I coughed, but I did.
Are you
that
done?
Way.
Are you
I did
through?
It. I coughed and I did it that way. I have a chest cold infection.
Mm-hmm.
And a science infection.
Don't get me about
but what
you cough.
What? I'm
you
doing
still
the best.
Always cough in your hand.
I'm doing the best I can do.
So
I could have said I'm out today.
It's fine. I would have gotten subs.
Good luck. So she's like, he is like the version of Bruce Willis,
Bruce
the Michigan
Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Ooh, he's my little diehard. He will die.
So, y'all, they're going to this very exclusive, she says, very luxurious, exquisite.
It can be cheap. They're getting on a private plane.
Exclusive resort.
They're getting on this private plane, and they're taking off. And now this is where I was like, oh, Gino, you stupid, stupid Gino. There's this moment on the plane, and Jasmine said, thank you for taking me on this trip, mi amor. I was worried you weren't going to take me because of this tripper.
The tripper.
The tripper. And Gino thinks, oh, this is where I can, like, I guess, I don't know if he thinks, I'm going to model what forgiveness looks like, so maybe Jasmine
yeah.
will do that.
I'm going to get a little hand here.
Not going to happen, but sure. Couldn't you just see? That's exactly what, because what did he say to her?
He said, no, it's like, oh, baby, we're going to start fresh.
Oh,
and
okay.
She goes like this. Okay, we start fresh.
Okay, we start fresh.
Y'all, in the next breath, she's going to bring up every one of his exes.
Every one of his, because he says, we're going to start fresh. And he even says, I've forgiven you from that back in Panama.
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 So, the thing, what is interesting about Jasmine, that this is how her brain works. She has these moments. It's almost like she's an actor in her own story. And she has moments of reflection, like a telenovela, where she's like, I feel terrible.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I feel. No, here's weird. This is it. Good. She's like,
And it's so interesting.
Oh, yes.
And she says, I'm thinking how fragile our relationship currently is. And I'm meditating how bad my behavior is.
Yes.
And she says, I feel happy and guilty at the same time. I've shown you the worst side of my personality. And she tears up. Now, I honestly think this is real to her. She has this, but it's not, in a way, I think it's a little bit like she's trying to get him to say, it's okay, honey. I love you for everything.
I think that's...
But she has this moment of circumspection. It's remarkable.
I think that you said it and you didn't even know you said it. This is real to her. I think that's the problem with Jasmine. It's always... Everything is always so real to her.
Yep.
Everything is always so important. It's always... Everything has high stakes. So even when she's angry and even when she feels shame... Because it's all this is shame cycle, y'all. She feels shame because she knows the way she acted was inappropriate.
Yep.
She talked to her friends. But it is at the same time, it's like she, I don't even, again, I think a lot of this is subconscious for her. I don't think she consciously, I don't know, maybe so. But because she does say, I like that he's obedient. But in a way, though, she is, and I'm not excusing this, but I think I'm bringing this up. I'm trying to tease this out. And that a lot of times we think people, it's easier with someone. Well, we've talked about him a lot this episode about Big Pred. But it was kind of easier with Big Pred to see his abusive nature because it was so controlling and so kind of domineering and so shameful. Where with other people, whether it's Kim or Usman, whether it's Jasmine, whether it's other people we talked about, I think... People that are abusers are actually quite really good and at what they're doing. And for her, I don't think if you told her you're trying to control Gino, I think she probably would say, no, I'm not. But she subconsciously is just creating this.
Well, no, this is survival for her.
Yes. So for her, it is
mental survival.
Kind of like it's fucked up. And the kind of like with Kim, they both will tell you they are doing this all in the name of love.
Yeah.
They really think they're doing the best thing for love, which is somebody.
Sorry,
just,
there's like an
somebody
explosion
just drove
outside.
Over a house or something. What if that window just shattered?
But no, I think it's a response to her trauma
for
her previous relationships. Yeah. Where she needs control over them. Obviously.
Yes. And so she had to get control. Yeah. So it's just, she's not, but you hit the point. You hit it such a great point. It's like we think, but this person has awareness. But y'all, just because we know the why doesn't change the what and how and everything else.
But no, I agree. I just think, but the awareness.
It's crazy how she just drops into that awareness.
That's why she's so interesting to me.
And then she just falls out of it.
Think of people like we've seen previously, mostly women, I'm thinking, because that's what happens on this show. People like Larissa.
Men don't get awareness. No. Men just get angry and then
there's
forget
about
it.
Not a lot of awareness as far as Larissa is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You almost have to prove it to her.
And we're watching Anfisa.
She has a lot of it,
but not when she gets angry.
Yeah.
When she gets angry, all of that is valid.
But Jasmine is just so interesting.
For her to know that she behaved irrationally, to know what she did was wrong, to say that, and then to have this moment where she says, is she using it to control him? I think so. But she's like, I'm crying tears of happiness, Gino, because I realize I just need to put my trust in you. I just need to trust. You've done nothing for me to mistrust you.
And then she's saying all the right things. She says,
it's like this is almost scripted.
I know
it's not.
I know.
Y'all. It's not.
But.
It is in her head.
This is in her head.
It's scripted in her head.
So she's like, men have shattered my heart into a million pieces. But if I don't let my guard down, I could lose him forever.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a telenovela thing that she's seen.
Yeah.
And it's so remarkable and theatrical to watch her go through it.
Yes.
I like her. And like I said before last week, she's not well.
No,
she's not well.
She's wonderful.
They're going to the pool.
So they're going to the pool. But it's the next morning. She tells the kid, she's like, something happened this morning. I'm not going to explode. I'm going to give Gino the benefit of the doubt. And I...
Y'all, you hear that RuPaul's Drag Race shade rattle.
I actually think that
I received a message.
I actually think she wants. I think she wants to be wrong. I think
absolutely.
She actually wants Gino to prove her that he can trust her. She wants yeah. that.
So she says. So my ex told you his ex. He's
well,
like,
hold on, hold ex? On, hold on. She set it up well because she said, "This is where she was a little." She's like, "I just have to say, I'm very." Very, you know what? It's time. Let's just do it. We're going to do a theater, you bitch.
Sure.
Are you ready?
I'll lead you to sing because my voice isn't up to it.
It's a reality case. Theater, everybody.
Jamie, I feel like you squeaked on those notes.
I can't hit it today. I'm a little husky. And... outside a beautiful table. Do you have your notes?
Yeah.
Okay. You're flipping like a tax collector who's got to pay up. You're just looking. All right. And action.
Oh, this pool's really nice
today.
Gino,
it's so beautiful. So yeah. beautiful. Thank you for taking
it's paradise.
I have to say, I am so, yeah. I'm so happy with us as a couple. After oh, all yeah, my it was craziness. Great. I feel the
no,
love.
No, you're great.
I feel love.
You're great.
I feel love. I trust you, Gino. I trust you.
Oh, I trust you too, Jasmine.
Look at my boobies.
I
they
see
hypnotize
them. I really like
they
them.
They hypnotize.
Ooh.
I just
cripes,
say,
they're beautiful.
One of your exes sent me a message.
What? Oh, my.
She sent me a friend request. She said she wanted to have a chat with me and oh. said... that you were communicating, and you even
told
her...
Does somebody have a bag I can breathe into? But to hyperventilate.
You told her... She said you told her about me.
Ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
what
8, 9.
Gino, what are you counting for?
Nothing. I'm counting those local birds.
All the local birds. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah, hold on.
I told her she has nothing to talk
loud
about
swallow,
with me.
Loud swallow. Loud swallow. It's...
She blocked me. We blocked me. I can't
okay,
see what she
yeah.
said.
There's no reason you ever need to talk to her again.
Say there's nothing.
No,
Gino, nothing.
There's nothing you need to say.
Maybe she's jealous. I don't want
no,
to get...
No, no, no. It's not
okay,
it.
Okay,
no,
okay. I don't want to get crazy.
I actually... I don't think you need to...
But you know, I'm not going to explode, Gino. I'm not going to... Look at my boobies again, Gino. Be calm. Huh. Be calm.
Okay, let's... Can we
be
move on?
Be calm.
Can we please move on?
Yes, I'm just going to unblock her.
Oh, God.
Because
oh,
your
no.
reaction was not
oh,
to
no.
my suiting, and you seemed...
Oh, no.
Gino.
Oh, no.
Why are you moving your leg, Gino?
Oh, no.
Are you nervous, Gino? Are you
Hail
scared,
Mary,
Gino?
Forgive us.
What are you saying to in your head, Gino? I can hear you. Stop
no, it's
mumbling.
Fine. I said. You
mumbling?
I said that bird's name is Mary.
Oh, okay. The bird, the local bird. Okay. Let's see what she says.
Oh God.
Let's see
Here
what
we go.
She says.
You know, I did
oh,
talk
you,
to her.
Oh, you.
But it didn't
okay.
mean anything.
When did
didn't
you,
mean anything.
When did you talk to her, Gino?
2 or 3 days ago.
Okay. That was recent. I'm going to look back. Gino. Gino, did you make a big mistake, Gino? Did you make big mistake, love?
Somebody help me. Somebody help me.
Gino, did you send her naked picture of me?
I gotta go.
And scene.
This was so well done.
I have never wanted to watch the next episode so quickly of the show.
Y'all.
If this was Super Bowl Sunday, I would be livid.
She made it seem like she was about to reach across the table and rip out his spine.
Oh, just like in Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
Finish him.
Finish him. Dump, 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 dump. That game made a big impact
I'm
on you.
Terrified.
I'm terrified.
But the
and
way
I'm
she
thrilled.
Said, she's just like, she went,
are you nervous?
Are you nervous?
It was terrifying.
He's just doing that eye looking thing where he's just going.
I guarantee
with his
you,
big
y'all,
old head, looking like a cone head with his little hat
she
on.
She has definitely vandalized property of exes.
Oh.
She has probably physically attacked someone before.
She has peed on an ex's pillow.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
She did shake a woman at a salon.
Who messed up her hair.
Yeah. And I guarantee you, before the season is over, she's going to probably physically assault Gino.
And that won't be funny.
No, it will not.
That won't be funny, no. And I don't want to see that on the spinoff.
No, but that's what I think every time she gets mad, and I just kind of wait for it.
But, ooh, if he sent someone naked pictures of her...
There was a theory.
There's a lot of rumors flying about him.
There was a theory that had not been... It was actually on Screen Rant that someone said... That one of the theories was that Gino had asked him to send the naked pictures.
Gino had asked him.
Or, sorry, Jasmine had asked Gino.
To send the naked pictures to her?
Yes.
To this other person?
To see what, to show what he had.
Oh, that I could see that.
Yep.
I could see that.
I'm not making excuses for that behavior on him because it's shitty. It's gross.
Well, no, if she asked him to send it, then sure, yeah.
But I'm saying I can see that being in her character.
Oh, yeah. But then her punishing for it. Yeah, it's... Yep. Ooh. It's going to be good. By the way, that reminds me, y'all. We'll have it this week, but there will be no 90 Day Fiancé. We'll remind you, but no 90 Day Fiancé airing 2 weeks from now.
Super Bowl!
Who knew? I never was excited for the Super Bowl.
Two weeks.
Never been excited for the Super Bowl. Sunday. Now I am. We get a day off. Not Christmas. We don't get Christmas Eve.
But we get Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday.
You know why? Everyone's watching the television. So it says that it doesn't matter what holidays are.
It matters when people are watching. Yep. Exactly.
So maybe during the Oscars, we would not get an episode of 90 Day Fiancé.
Because nobody watches the Oscars anymore.
True.
Nobody.
Nobody beats them.
Nobody beats him. I mean, I don't know when I watch the Oscars. Maybe I don't remember.
I watched last year's.
Did I? I know I didn't watch last year's.
No one gives a shit.
Ella and Johnny.
Y'all, Ella's taking her dogs to the ranch.
Yep.
Reminded
me of Hank the Cow Dog. You ever read those as a kid?
No. That sounds like an Oklahoma thing.
No, they're actually, it's a writer from Texas. He's written like a bunch of series. Great kids books.
Cow Dog?
Hank the Cow Dog. It's hilarious. It's so funny. John R. Erickson is the writer of that.
You know his name?
I remember from the audiobook. We would listen to them on family trips.
Are these stories and novels known outside of Texoma region?
I guarantee you a lot of people, because there's a podcast right now, which is really good, by the way, where Matthew McConaughey does the voice.
Okay.
And he's really good at it.
But I'm saying, do people know these outside of Texas?
I bet you they will. I'm going to stake my claim on it.
Do you know these something cow dog stories?
Hi, it's me, Ian, Hank the Cow Dog. I won state speech drama. I did a scene from Hank the Cow Dog in prose. That's what I won.
A children's book?
Yes.
How old were you?
In high school, but that's one of the competitions. You do prose, which is like children's
stories. So you chose... No, prose is...
But prose is... I know, but it's usually some type of like children's story. At least back then, that's what was the style. Things, when you're in competitive speech, for like 3 years, everybody's going to do something where you're going to do a dramatic duet where someone's blind. Then the next 3 years, you're going to do dramatic duets where somebody gets hit. You're going to do comedy where somebody, for like 5 years of the style, you do comedy where people sing some. It's all things come. So when I did prose, the style was to do children's stories. Anyway.
Not just an Oklahoma thing because the reading levels.
Oh, I didn't win with Hank the Cow Dog. I won the next year with Blood. It was called Blood Sausage. It was about people making blood sausage, but it was a children's story.
Anyway, let's move on. Come at us if you know if
Hank
you know,
Grover, Hank Grover,
the Cow Dog,
Rip and Snort,
and you live outside Texas, Oklahoma. Let's throw in Louisiana for good measure.
But hey,
Arkansas.
I bet people in Kansas do for sure.
Maybe
Colorado might.
Let's say Seattle. If you were a kid growing up in Seattle, let me know if you know about Hank the Cow Dog.
We'll see. I stake my claim on it.
All right. Maybe they do. I don't know. It wasn't something I was.
Well, you didn't read normal children's books.
That is true.
That is, yeah.
You have a
like,
point there.
Like, you probably didn't know what good night moon was until you went to a baby shower in your 30s. And see, people said, Poodle, what did Mother Poodle read to you as a baby? And you were like, I don't know.
The Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah, yeah. When he was 6 months.
You know what she did read me? I loved Lyle, The Birthday Party. Actually, I hated most children's books.
Was Lyle the crocodile?
Crocodile.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved escapist children's books.
Okay.
But when I was about four, I said, these are all for babies.
Your poor mother.
And then I got into fantasy and Goosebumps and...
At four?
The White Mountains. Yeah, not four, but that's probably five, six, seven. I was reading like Narnia. I'd read all the Narnia books, all of the Wrinkle in Time, Madeline Lingle. Those were fantastic. Those were all, I was, everything escapist. Because I needed to get out my fucking life.
Yeah, fucking life. I like escapist stuff too, but.
I loved sci-fi stuff as a kid.
You still do.
I do.
You just won't admit it.
I do. I admit it.
You won't talk about it a lot. Your voice goes up and you go,
I admit it.
Why don't you just accept you're a sci-fi nerd?
We need to move on.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's not. I just don't want to talk about any more about Hank the cow dog.
You know, you don't want to have, I'm telling you, I bet you'd have sex with Spock ears on. That's going to fulfill something in you.
Klingon makeup, maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, she got hot.
There you go.
So y'all, we're taking the dogs to the ranch.
We are.
And does Ella doesn't give off a ranch vibe to me at all. I don't think she does a lot on this ranch.
Well, her mother shaded her and said, good to see you here. Been a while.
But I think she's trying to act like she goes every weekend. I think she's
probably telling Johnny, yeah.
And
I think Ella just doesn't live in reality or doesn't really know what she is. Because even, I know maybe it's different where she's from. And I'm not a woman, so I don't have a biological.
Really?
Nope, I don't have a biological clock, so I want to sympathize. But when I hear a 30-year-old woman say, I'm almost 30, and I don't have a husband and kids, and what am I going to do with my life? And I just want to say, shut up.
And I think, what year is this?
I'm like, your life is just starting, bitch, at 30. Just starting. You're just getting started.
Idaho sissies, come at us.
Is
30 still old maid like it was in the 70s and 80s?
I mean, I'm trying to think in Oklahoma, most people that stay in my hometown are married by the time they're
30. Oh, yeah, in South Carolina.
It would be considered, you wouldn't think like, but maybe we lived in California too much, or LA.
I think so.
Maybe, yeah.
But she's acting like, she's acting like she's 35 at least.
40. Yeah, we'll see.
Anyway, so she's like, Johnny ticks a. She's like, always. I'm really worried. Johnny always ticks a lot of my boxes out of what the perfect husband, my Asian prince that hit my.
Please stop saying
like.
That. Please stop
but,
saying
but
that.
But she even said what my perfect husband looks like. She's still fetishizing him.
Yeah,
it's gross. Ugh.
I mean, again, I think it's gross. But I'll go back and say. They're fetishizing each other. They both seem to not be hurting each other. If they fit each other's kinks, then okay. It grosses me out.
I have more of a problem with her not thinking that COVID is really an issue.
Yeah. Yes.
Like she said last time.
So y'all, Ella's a cow whisperer. She says, she's like, I really speak to these cows.
And the cows are like, just walking away.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. And that's,
Tilly and Willie, the cows, have nothing to do.
They're like, and then that's where her mom says, yeah, if you helped out a little bit more, maybe you wouldn't have lost your touch.
Jesus. So she's like, so we're going to go. I think Johnny's bought him a ticket to Dubai.
Okay.
And
mom's like, yeah, okay, Dubai, which I have to say, y'all, we're going to talk about this later, but I looked it up. Dubai is one of the safest cities to travel.
I'm sure.
Like I thought in my head, I went, I think it is. And I actually looked it up. I mean, it's like one of the top 10 safest cities to travel in the world.
Yeah.
Like as of last year, like even like pickpocketing and things because it's punished so severely.
I think he's thinking about COVID, though.
The mom?
No.
Yes,
Johnny.
Yes. So I just want to say that. So, yeah.
Oh, you're thinking that the parents.
Because the mom is like, oh,
they don't know shit about Dubai.
Yeah, I'm like, so don't be going by saying Dubai is some shitty place. Like, it's very safe.
And they say there is one other. The parents don't say Johnny's not going to come.
She's like, he's not going to come.
But he's like, there is one other option. I could go to Dubai with him. And then I think we just need to do this as a reality.
All right.
Okay. Theater.
Y'all, it's a reality gaze theater. You know what? I'm gonna play some different music for this instead. Poodle's gonna be. Who are you gonna be?
I think I'm gonna be Ella's mother.
Okay, and here. Bless me. I had a sneeze. Okay.
Bless you. Not really. So, going off to Dubai, huh?
Yeah, Mom. I'm going.
What's wrong with your voice, darling?
It's my ranch voice, Mama. It's my ranch voice, Mama.
Yeah, you take that voice on whenever you come out here.
Oh, Mama.
Sometimes I think you got just nothing but a lot of put-ons, girl.
I know, but John is just so scared with the COVID. He's worried, Mama. He's worried with the COVID that he's not going to make it out there.
I don't know why both of us are doing this like we're Southerners.
I don't know,
but it's
Mama.
Working for me.
It's working for me.
I'll tell you, there were times you'd come out here, you'd have a bottle in one hand.
I would, Mama.
And a calf in another. And I'd see you.
Little Bucky.
Oh, Little Bucky. That was his name.
Oh, the best calf, Mama.
Yeah, we killed him last year.
Oh, Mama, I just thought he I just
sold him for filet mignon.
Did I eat, Mama?
Got a pretty penny for
him. Did I eat Bucky?
Yes, you did.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, I guess
but remember,
he's in the earth.
You were the cow whisperer, Ella.
I was, Mama, and I'm not
anymore.
And
now
I'm the
You're
Asian.
Going off to some godforsaken country. Are you wearing kabuki makeup?
No, Mama, not today. I told you, it scares the cows. I won't do it again. But I'm an Asian prince whisperer, Mama. I got to go whisper to him. I got to, Mama. I gotta see this through.
You've always been a wanderer, Ella. I think you need to go wander. You need to find the part of Earth that's right for you. I'm just not gonna give you no more goddamn money to do it.
But Mama, if I'm out there in Dubai and I don't know no one or no thing or know nothing, I can't even borrow a dollar.
Girl, you got a car payment here, and you got a house payment.
And scene.
That was kind of
That just
epic.
Ended sad.
You go a Roman.
Go a Roman.
It was the music that
the really
that
the
voice.
Music really brought it out in us. Poor Bucky.
Bucky.
Poor
that's,
Bucky.
You know, it's the circle of life on the farm.
It really
the ranch.
Is. I love that, like, the mother, and this must have been life in Idaho, I guess because they live out in the sticks. She was like, COVID? That's not a big deal here. And I went,
yep.
Wasn't it one time
it's a rural
Dubai. Last year, wasn't Idaho completely like
number one?
Number one and like burning up with COVID?
Idaho and Montana. Yep.
Yeah. So. That's because there's wide open spaces doesn't mean...
Just because you don't know a lot of people with COVID does not mean that...
Yeah.
I love living out on the prairie, whether you're in the city or in the mountains or in the sticks.
That's why,
I always get you.
That's why you can't look at numbers of cases. You look at percentages of people per 100,000.
Yes.
That's
yes.
That is more accurate.
And Ella's mother, you made a character choice, which is an artistic license in that.
Mm-hmm.
In that, but I will say, Ella's mother does back down and say, "I will support you no matter
she
what."
She did,
and so you can depend on me. And she's like, "I don't think you should go to Dubai."
But and, she did say, "I'm not giving you any more money."
But as Ella said, y'all, she's got to see this through. Poodle, what happened to you the last time you saw something through?
Got an antibiotic resistant strain of chlamydia. that my doctor said, now you have to see this through. Ain't nothing more I can do for you,
Sonny. Nothing more I can do for you, son. Y'all, that's the show on that. I don't think we've ever ended a show with an antibiotic-resistant strain of chlamydia joke.
It's always the first time.
It's always the first time. Y'all, you can go to 90daygays.com. What? You can go to Reality Gaze.
Reality Gaze.
Wow, I did a throwback there. Did a throwback, y'all. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can see all of our stuff. Hey, look.
Hey, look.
Linktree link. That's where you can see all of our Linktree things. Have you...
All of our Linktree
things. All of our live shows. You can see that. You can see when Poodle was on Don't Tell My Mother with Nikki Levy. Have you caught up and watched Housewives of Salt Lake yet?
No.
We might have to talk about that for 5 minutes on the show one day, just because I need to talk to you about it with you.
I think I'm 3 episodes behind.
We'll do it on a Patreon, so we're not wasting
time. I do need
time.
To promote a movie that I watched on the plane.
What?
That if you have kids, or especially daughters, or if you've ever, or if you're a mom, or if you're not a mom, but the idea of having kids in this day and age, of trying to become someone besides yourself. What am I besides a mother? What am I? Mm-hmm. You need to watch The Lost Daughter with Olivia Colman. Maggie Gyllenhaal's directing.
Oh, yes.
It's absolutely brilliant.
They already show that on a plane. It just came out. I saw an interview with
Delta.
Maggie. Yeah. Oh, I saw with her on CBS this morning. It looks good.
It is a tour de force from Olivia Colman.
Maggie Gyllenhaal's not in it. She just directed it, right?
Dakota Johnson's best acting role I've ever seen her in.
Oh, Dakota Johnson's in it. Wow. Yeah.
Ed Harris.
Ed Harris can fuck the fucking fuck out of me.
But
God,
that man
is hot.
Olivia Colman is unreal, and the story will make you, if you've, the story is great for anyone who has kids or thinks of themselves as a bad mother. It'll make you think. That's what I'll say.
All right.
My mother would hate this film. That's what I can say.
Because she doesn't want to think about something
exactly.
like that. Well, but my mother probably would be like, I don't get it. Was I?
But I'm saying it is, if you have daughters or if you're a parent, it's required viewing, in my opinion.
Okay.
So. Watch The Lost Daughter.
Watch The Lost Daughter and listen to Hank the Cow Dog or read the books, everybody. Yeah,
come at me. I need to know how well-known these are. Because the way you grew up, you thought that everything that was native there was just everywhere. I think that's a Texoma way of thinking.
Maybe.
Definitely Texas way of thinking.
It's definitely a Texas way of thinking. Yeah, that's true. What was I going to say? Oh, well... I don't remember. I'm just glad to be back in Los Angeles.
I'm glad to be back.
Yes.
I love being in New York, but it's too fucking cold there.
Of course, there's a snowstorm going to Oklahoma this weekend right before I get there. So fuck me.
Yeah. I'm going to be here.
You're going to be here. All right, everybody. So, hey, go to our your podcast app, whatever you listen to. You can leave reviews for us on Spotify now, too. I think they can do.
Yes.
So, I don't even know how to do that, though, so don't ask us. But leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
You can Google it.
Yeah, you can Google it. Leave a review on... also, too, if you're listening to this and you don't want to hear commercials, if you subscribe to the $8 tier on our Patreon or Supercast, you'll get all of our content commercial-free. Also, we have a new charity coming up. We need to remember to announce that. It's February now. So heads up for that. If you're in the Sissy Squad, be on the lookout. We'll be doing a post about that soon, and we'll talk about it next week. So anything else you want to say, Poodle?
No.
We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you were looking for something nice to wear for your new Nigerian superstar, and you go to the Goodwill and you find that beautiful house coat that great granny probably died in, and it's covered in strawberries with just a little bit of a pee stain on it, thinking it'll be a perfect time.
Oh, granny.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.